I'll just share an idea I was thinking about as the discussions, the back and forths about opening up the synagogues, the shuls. I imagine you just heard the most recent announcement from the president that all houses of worship are considered and deemed essential for all of us. So that's very exciting, but just with a proper protocol and a halachic response and medical response, we have to be careful. So I was thinking about shuls a little bit. And the upcoming shul, so depending where you daven, whether you'll be in shul or not in shul. And every year, Parsha Bamidbar always is the Shabbos right before Shavuos. It's leading up to Kabbalah Satara. So why is that? Why is Parsha Bamidbar always the Shabbos that precedes the Yontif of Shavuos? It's a very strange way to prepare for Shavuos. The Midbar of the desert is a place that's desolate, a place that's void of almost all life. Certainly human life, not much plant life, not much animal life in the desert. So you'd imagine it's a very strange way to lead up to Kabbalah Sator, which is the life source of us all, the Chiyas. So why would we be spending Shabbos reading about the Midbar right before the Yontif of Shavuos? So I was thinking, you know, as we come back to Shul, what type of excitement are we going to have? We've been in Galus for almost 70 days now. So I started to think about the 70 years of Galus between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. Could you imagine what it felt like if you were those who returned from Bavel with Ezra and Nehemiah? I'm not sure people know the whole story, but most Jews didn't come back. So it's like now, there's a hesitation, who should be coming back, who you follow, what policies, who your Rabbanim are. It's very complicated. But not everyone's going back to Shul right away. So only a few Jews came back after the 70 years of Galus. But do you imagine when they got to Yerushalayim, they saw the ruins of the Beis Hamikdash of Bayis Rishon, but you know how excited they were after 70 years of being separate from being so far and distant from the Shechina and from the Beis Hamikdash? You know, lo aleinu, imagine a person goes to jail, and his first day out, just sees the sunlight without walls, without bars, without the uniform. We've been in Galus, we've been in a jail for 70 days or so. So that excitement to greet the shuls, to greet our friends, has really been compounded. So Bnei Yisachar writes a beautiful idea that Bein HaMetzarim, the 3 weeks, Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, is a little bit how we felt the past few months. And we're not there yet. We're not out of complete danger, of course. Everyone has to be very careful. I davened my first minyan this morning and since Mincha Purim day. So we all had masks and you're like suffocating yourself while you're trying to daven and not infect anyone else or anyone infecting you. So we're not out of the clear just yet, but it's been a couple months like this. So the Bnei Yisachar has such a beautiful idea about understanding the Bein HaMetzarim, the 3 weeks. It's a strange thing that Tisha B'Av is the birthday of Mashiach ben David. How could that be? So he tells us that when a person, you know, is distant, when a person is far from his spouse, the person's far from his friend, the person's far from the Shechina, so the love for that person, distance makes the heart grow fonder. Kishirotin liparo, when you want to separate from a person, the love that you have, that ava yaseira, right before you depart, is so strong, and when you return after, that separation is so strong. That love of being reunited, that reunion between husband and wife, between Kabbalah, between Shechina and Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk in Eicha refers to us as a nida, as a woman who's in nida from their husband for a temporary period of time. But the day they return back together, that Ava Yisrael, the 3 weeks of Avelus, and Tisha B'Av coming back together leads to the birth of Mashiach. Because distance makes the heart grow fonder. Now, we would never wish upon ourselves to go through such an experience. But I imagine the love for Minyan, for Tefillah, for the Shul, has never been greater for any of us in our entire life. A person who's been ill, hasn't been able to put Tefillin on, or daven in a Minyan, or been in jail, any of these things, the first day back is the most special day for them. So we've been in this 70-day Galus, in jail for 70 days, and that thirst for the Torah, the thirst for Kabbalah Satora, the thirst for the Shul is so strong. So the Mishnah tells us, in Maseches Tainis, the very last Mishnah, the very last words of the Mishnah in Maseches Tainis, is that Yom Chasunasa Zumatan Torah. That's the wedding. The wedding between Klal Yisrael and the Shekhinah was on Shavuos, and the Medrash says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Luchos, the Luchos served as the Ksuba, and you know that the Samech and the Mem, the end of Mem, the Mem Sofit, that the little inside was a circle, so it was floating. The stone was floating because there was a circle around the Samech and everything was etched out. So the Samech and the Mem actually represent the ring, the Tabas of Kedushin. That's why some have the practice of Sephardim have a ring that's square. The inside's a circle to go around the finger, but the outside's a square. The Mem is squared and the Samech is a circle. So that's the ring. That's the Tabas. The Luchos is the Ksuba. So we're leading up to the Kabbalah Torah. And the shul's opening up when you come out. So before that, actually, Rav Pinchas has a beautiful idea. He says, Bamidbar, the reason why Bamidbar is read before Kabbalah Torah, we said it's a place that's desolate, void of all life. It's a place of death. So he says, that's the Yichurim. They're just us and the Shekhinah. Us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. No one else is there. No people, no malachim, no animals, no plants. It's just us and the Shekhinah. And when we come out of the Midbar, we come out of the Yichurim with Hashem, we now dance in the shuls with our friends, with our family, in circles. Shavuos is that celebration with everyone joining together. But the Midbar was just us. Us and the Shekhinah. This Shabbos is just us and the Shekhinah. The last Shabbos almost together, not, hopefully by Shavuos we'll be in shuls already. It's already been allowed and we'll see what the protocol will be. This Shabbos is the Yichud because we have outdoor minyanim, but still in the Midbar. But we're going to open up the shuls, hopefully Shavuos Day. We're going to dance with the proper social distancing. Only 10 men probably at a time. But that's the celebration. We're going to be hugging and kissing the floors of the Beis Knesses. Like so many stories of Tzaddikim, when they landed in Eretz Yisrael, they kissed the ground. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of the Beis Knesses. So that thirst is so strong to come back. That love is so strong because the distance that we've been so far away makes it even more powerful. So before I finish off with the story, I'll share with you a very nice idea from the Chafetz Chaim. We know the Gemara tells us that ain ma'im el Torah, that Torah is compared to water for many reasons. The simplest reason the Gemara says is because water doesn't stay on the top, it always descends to the lowest point. So Torah is only mishtameris, it's only preserved in those who are humble, those who are low. The Chafetz Chaim says another reason why it's compared to Torah. Torah is compared to water. There's a halacha that when it comes to drinking water, you only say a bracha on water when you're thirsty for it. If a person needs to clear his throat, it just wants to take down some medicine, you drink water. According to the halacha, you don't say bracha on water. You only say bracha on water when you're thirsty for it. Chafetz Chaim says the only way you're going to be able to achieve heights in Limud Torah if you're thirsty for it. You have to be thirsty for the Torah. We've been very, very thirsty. We've been learning, but it's not the same ones. I'm sick of Zoom, I've told you already. I'm just done with this already. I'm done with all, but I have no choice. We all want to just sit across the table from Chavrusa, sit in the same room as other people, and give a real shiur. We're thirsty for the Torah. We're thirsty for davening in a minyan. We're thirsty for the shuls to be opened up. So Bamidbar is the Yichurim. It seemed like it was a place of gullus. It seemed like a place that's death and it's desolate. It's like the 3 weeks, which just sounds like a terrible time. But really, B'nai Saskar says those times are really to strengthen, build up our love, our thirst for Hashem, our thirst for each other as a tzibur. I just saw a beautiful story about the great tzaddik, Rav HaKadosh, Reb Shalmi Belz. And Reb Shalmi Belz was building his shul, building his Beis Medrash, and he was out there working with the workers. Like, he's putting in the bricks and the cement and like a regular person in the street. And his brother Reb Leibish was coming to visit once. Reb Shalmi's mother lived with him. So Reb Leibish coming to visit his mother. And he saw the scene of his brother Reb Shalom was busy building the Beis Medrash with the other workers there. He says, you can't be doing this. The Mishnah tells us when a person is appointed a Parnes al HaTzibur or Aser Lasas Melacha B'fnei Shlosha. You can't do work outside. You can't do public work. You're a Rav. You're a Tzaddik. You're a Talmid Chacham. Get inside. Wear your garb. So Reb Shalom says, let me tell you a story. When I was younger, me and my two closest friends, we were learning the Beis Medrash, and we had a vision. We had a vision, all three of us had a vision. A Gilim in Shemayim, that if we were to stay up all night learning for 1,000 nights in a row, we'd be zocha to Gilui Eliyahu HaNavi. So the three of us took upon ourselves to try this out, see what we could do. So after around 200 nights of doing this, the first guy drops out. 800 nights in, the second guy drops out. And it's just Reb Shalom by himself, as a young boy, a bacher. And he was able to persevere one night after the next night, and finally the 1,000th night came. He's by himself learning, 1,000 nights straight of learning and no sleeping. And suddenly in the Beis Knesset by himself, he feels and sees and experiences this powerful wind. The storm comes into the Beis Medrash. And the windows pop out. And the candles go out. This dark night by himself, he's scared for his life. He runs to the Aron Kodesh and begins to daven to Hashem. And an old man appears. Of course, it was Eliyahu HaNavi. He sat down and learned with Reb Shalom Hilchos Beis Knesset. That's what they learned. And then he left. Reb Shalom says to his brother, the last thing I learned, the only thing I learned with Eliyahu HaNavi this one night was Hilchos Beis Knesset. How could I not build and help build this Beis Knesset? I understand the Kedusha, the depths of the Ashur. If I was able to, I'd build every single brick, every single piece of cement and wood and beam. I just can't. I don't have the ability. But I understand the essence of a Beis Knesset. I learned it with Eliyahu HaNavi himself. So you and I, and maybe you, certainly not me, I never experienced such a gilui, nothing near such a gilui. But I certainly sense the love, the desire, the kedusha of the Beis Knesset that we all so miss. So with Parsha Bamidbar this coming Shabbos, yes, it felt like a long time, and it was a long time of emptiness and gullus and like jail and like the 3 weeks and all that avails. But that only made us want thirst it for even more. That water, the bracha of Shehakol Nia Bedvaro, that we have that thirst for the connection to Hashem, the connection to each other, the people, and for the Torah. So we should cherish this Shabbos as a footstep to the next few days, to Shlosh Yemei Hagbalah, the 3 days leading into Shavuos. And we should, as a tzibur, with the proper halachas, the proper guidance, to dance together, to come out of that yichurim, dance with our friends, dance with our family, dance with the tzibur, in greeting the Shechina, in greeting the Kabbalah Torah. We should be zocha not only to celebrate Yom Chasunasa, but even Yom Chupaso, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, as the Medrash says, with the Gula Shema Ba'amitas, from Heir of Yameinu. Amen, v'amen. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos, and I'll see you. Everyone have a wonderful Yantav as well.
Good Shabbos. Thank you. Good Shabbos. Thank you so much.